Best of Friends, a Miraculous Ladybug fanfic, written by McKinley, read by Black Glass. Part 1 of the And Then There Was More series. Ladybug and Chat Noir had been patrolling, which really meant playing a superhero version of tag. After several laughter-filled minutes, Chat had finally managed to catch Ladybug around the waist and send them both rolling down a roof. Ladybug had her face squished in a rain gutter, Shaw's weight on top of her, when she heard Shaw gasp.
"Hey, I know where we are."
"Get off me, you fat cat," said Ladybug.
Instead of getting off, Shaw rolled onto his back, wiggling on top of her.
"No, you called me fat."
Ladybug twisted around enough to pinch Shaw in the neck. He yelped and fell off the roof, just catching himself by the fingertips. Ladybug, the picture of maturity, stuck her tongue out at him and pulled her face out of the gutter, rubbing her cheek.
"So what's so special about this place?"
Shaw pulled himself back onto the roof beside her. "My friend lives right there." Ladybug looked up and blinked. They were exactly across the street from her parents' bakery. She could see the blanket she'd left on the balcony last night, fluttering slightly in the breeze.
You mean down the street?" said Ladybug carefully.
"Nope," said Shaw. "She lives right there, on top of the bakery."
That's cool."
That was a normal thing to say, right? She was acting normal, wasn't she? Surely Shaw wasn't talking about her.
"Yeah," said Shaw.
"Marinette Dupont Chang. She's one of my best friends."
What? How do you know her?"
Shaw shrugged. "She goes to my school. She's really nice." He flashed Ladybug a smile.
"I think you'd like her. She's got this spark. Always wants to help people, always running 100 miles a minute. She has these goals, and nothing will ever stop her. Wants to be a fashion designer."
"She does?" squeaked Ladybug.
"Uh-huh. I've seen some of her sketches. They're amazing. And she's so crafty. I swear, Marinette can make anything."
The admiration with which Shaw spoke could be nothing but genuine. And he was talking about her. Her. Shaw had to know her as Marinette. And yet, Ladybug couldn't for the life of her think of a boy she knew who might be Shaw. Wait, did you say she was one of your best friends?"
"Well, yeah," said Shaw.
"What?
So, are you two really close then?"
she prompted, still trying to figure out how on earth she could be friends with civilian Shaw and not know. Shaw looked down.
"Not exactly," he muttered.
Sensing the edge of a sensitive subject, Ladybug stilled. Shaw caught her eye and smiled a bit.
"I guess we don't actually talk that much," he admitted. "But when I miss school for a... stuff, she lent me her notes. And she notices things, you know? Like, once I was having an off day and I thought no one could tell, but I found this bag of Dupont Chang pastries in my locker later. It was one of the nicest things anyone has ever done for me."
Shaw pulled his knees up to his chest, looping his arms around them.
"I guess she probably wouldn't consider me one of her best friends. Probably just one of many. She's really popular," he added.
Ladybug choked.
"Really?"
"Oh yeah," nodded Shaw. "Everyone loves her. Well, except for Chloe, but you've met her. Marinette just draws people to her. I bet she could date any boy in the school if she wanted."
"What?"
yelped Ladybug.
"Don't worry, my lady," smirked Shaw. "My heart's safe with you."
"Not that, you stupid cat!" Ladybug socked him in the shoulder. "What makes you so convinced she could date anyone?"
"She wished she could date anyone." Shaw just raised his eyebrows at her. You mean besides the fact that she's super nice and talented, and just talking to her makes you feel super special? Oh, and there's the blue-eyed look of doom. The what? Were they even talking about the same Marinette? But no, he got the designer right, and he had pointed directly to her house. Unaware of her internal confusion, Shaw just shrugged. That's what my friend called it. Marinette's got these really big blue eyes, and apparently if she hits you with them just right... Well, that's it. You're a goner. She's just too cute to handle. Ladybug's mind now was just one unending scream of, What? I can see how it's so effective, mused Shaw. Marinette's already really cute. Ladybug was not jealous. It did not make sense for her to be jealous because, one, she did not like Shaw, and two, she was Marinette. You know, I'm having a hard time believing you're not jealous here, Bugaboo, grinned Shaw.
I am not,
gritted out Ladybug. She quickly changed the subject. Are you sure you haven't fallen for Marinette? Nope, I'm a one-bug cat. I don't have a blue-eyed look of doom, said Ladybug. Though apparently she did. Who on earth was Shaw talking to? Shaw just laughed. But you have that look you get every time you try to figure out your lucky charm. That's the true look of doom, my lady. There was absolutely no reason for her to be blushing right now. There was not. She quickly tried to think of some way to change the subject, and found herself drawn back to what had started this conversation. But you still consider Marinette one of your best friends? Even though you two aren't close? Ladybug immediately wished she hadn't said anything when she saw Shaw deflate. I mean, you have other friends, right? Lots of friends?
Sort of, mumbled Shaw. I have a few.
Ladybug just managed not to gape. A few? I've got one friend as a civilian, said Shaw quickly. He's really the best friend I could ask for. And I've got you. He smiled at her. But Ladybug was still reeling. That's it? Why couldn't she stop saying stupid things? She made Shaw crumple in on himself again. What was wrong with her? No, I'm sorry, she cried, trying desperately to fix this. I thought you would be super popular, you know? Because you're so friendly, and nice, and hot. Funny? I meant funny. You would be the best class clown there ever was. I'm not. As that, in my civilian life, I'm different, muttered Shaw. I can't. Sometimes I feel like being Shaw Noir is my only chance to be myself. And Ladybug felt just awful, because Shaw's shoulders were coming up to his ears, and his head was hanging down. And how had she never noticed it before? That Shaw was insecure. That Shaw was lonely. Every attempt to know her secret identity. Every ounce of exaggerated personality. Every request to know her better. To just spend time with her. Had she just ignored it? She put her hand on his shoulder. Shaw, she said quietly, I like who you are. He shrugged a little. I know sometimes I get annoying. I wouldn't have you any other way, said Ladybug ferociously. And I couldn't ask for a better partner. Shaw leaned against her hand. Thanks, Ladybug, he said quietly. Ladybug rubbed her thumb against his shoulder, thinking. This could go badly. It could be dangerous. But she couldn't leave her kitty hurting. Shaw, will you promise me something? He looked up at her, green eyes glowing in the night. Anything, my lady. Promise me you'll tell Marinette how you feel about her? And anything else you're, feeling? This wasn't coming out right. Ladybug closed her eyes and tried again. I mean, I know her too, remember? And I just think Marinette would really care about you. She'd like to know that you consider her one of your best friends. Shaw frowned. I don't want to burden her.
I don't think Marinette would feel burdened. She'd probably be really flattered.
I don't know, muttered Shaw. I'm not really popular like her.
Do you really think Marinette cares about popularity like that? Demanded Ladybug.
Slowly, Shaw smiled. No, I don't think she cares at all.
Then you have nothing to worry about, said Ladybug flatly. Talk to her.
Shaw thought for a while, before stretching out, a slow smile growing on his face.
Well, if my lady insists.
I do, said Ladybug.
Then how can I say no? Ladybug watched as one of the lights in the lower levels of the bakery flickered out. Soon, her parents would expect her to be home. She needed her rest. Tomorrow, Civilian Shaw would be approaching her, and if that didn't fill her stomach with ladybugs. She stood up.
Going already?
Shaw tried to hide the disappointment in his voice, but he hardly succeeded. Maybe because this time she was listening for it.
My parents will be looking for me soon, said Ladybug. Don't you need to get home?
Don't really want to,
Shaw muttered under his breath. But Ladybug heard it, and she sat right back down.
I guess I can spare a few more minutes, she said,
her voice forced casual. The expression on Shaw's face broke her heart. So surprised. So touched. His eyes held a question, and she shifted so that he could rest his head on her shoulder, forehead pressing against her neck. His quiet voice betrayed a sense of timidity.
You're my best friend, my lady.
You're my best friend too, Shaw, she whispered back.
Alia would have to forgive her. Tonight, her kitty needed this.
End of part 1. Thanks for listening.